Ah, there's Vance.
Hey, good evening. You get the grand prize. And I'm going to do something that I've never done before this evening.
Uh-oh.
And, yeah, you ready for it? You ready? And we're going to leave those irritated chimes on, those entry and exit chimes. That way, we'll know exactly when somebody is getting on, joining us, or departing, either way. It's a ding, and then it's a dong when they're exiting. Ding when they join.
Oh, dong.
Yeah. So, good time. So, yeah, and by the way, good evening, and I hope everybody is ready this evening to literally blast off with your expectations of what you hope to gain. We talked about this last week, and I purposely did not send a text because I wanted to see if people were paying attention. Well, let's just see if people seem to be paying attention. What was it that I will ask everybody to be ready to share tonight, 7 days ago?
Was it our goals?
Okay. Just our goals?
What do I want to get out of the next 12 weeks?
Did you write that down, Jeannie, or did you simply remember it?
No, I wrote it down.
Okay, so yeah, what do you want to get out of the next 7 weeks? What do you want? And I'm not just talking about the I can't. Let me just kick it off, and then when we hear the dings, hopefully we won't hear any of the dongs. Okay, we want dings. Because right now, there's five of us on the line, so we need a few more dings. Not ding-dongs, we just need dings. Because what's been interesting for me, looking back on... Well, let me just give you a little trivial information. When I receive an email from the freeconferencepro.com website, it tells me exactly who's on the call, what number they called from, how long, what the duration. It gives all this intel that, you know, the average person probably wouldn't care about. But what's interesting is one of the things that I want to get out of this call, see, there's a ding. Did you hear that? So somebody joined.
Got it.
So
I just joined Earl John in Salt Lake.
Good evening. See, there's another ding. Not a ding-dong, but there's a ding. So Carol's our latest ding.
Yep.
I just want to be clarifying so people don't think I'm calling people ding-dong, because I don't. If I think they're a ding-dong, I'm going to call them a bozo. Okay, that's my term for somebody who's, well, as Jim Rohn says, there's only about eight of them in the world. They just move around a lot. That's kind of my theory.
I think there's a lot more.
Yeah, I know. I encountered a few today that I was like, oh, really? Oh, okay. Anyway, one of the things, let me just share a couple of the things that I want to get out of the next 12 weeks. There's another thing. Good evening. Welcome to Team Rogers Mentoring ICANN4. I don't know, what else do we want to call it? So we'll just go through a rapid fire, you know, one of those. One of the things that I'd like to get out of this call, or get out of this in the next 12 weeks. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Punctuality for myself. That at 6:25 p.m. Pacific Coast Standard Time, I want to be on the call at 6:25, 25 minutes past the call, or 25 minutes past the top of the hour, except when we have a kickoff call and Jeff, Isom and Rick Murphy go a little longer than normal. But that's kind of my goal. Does that make sense? Is that fair? And then for some of us that join the call fashionably tardy at 6:45, 9:45, depending on what, you know, time zone you're in, I'd like to tighten that up a little bit. So that's not only a personal goal of mine, but that's also a group goal. When it comes to a healthy body, I'm 3 pounds away from where I want to be. Okay? 3 pounds from my high school weight. 12 weeks from now, that gives me a pound a month. I should be able to do that, right? Please, somebody say yes, okay?
Absolutely.
Oh, there we go, okay. As far as a business goal, what I would like to get out of this program is 5 solid monthly, not bi-monthly, not quarterly, but 5 solid. When I say solid, like we're talking 100 points or more auto ship customers. Now, I know I could aim higher because some of you are saying, well, that's, I could do that, you know, this week. Well, I just want 5. That's all I want. Because that will be a game changer in retrospect, because some of our customers right now are going to become consultants. They've told me that. And what happens when a customer becomes a consultant as far as the quality enrollment?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, see, there's a problem.
More retail.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We need more customer volume. So, that is one gigantic raccoon. I could go out and play with the raccoon, but that would could be really gnarly to my favorite hands and face and whatnot.
Take a lot of immunity.
Yeah. So, Jeannie, you remembered, actually, you wrote down the assignment from last week. So, what do you want to get out of it? And you don't have to deviate into several of the different pillars. Mine, again, was punctuality, pounds, and 5 auto ship customers.
Well, I have, in the pound category, it's the muffin top. Rachel Dayton has inspired me. And so doing what I know to do that, to get that gone. But what I actually had written down was to identify my 4 silvers for Team Kaizen. So, and there's a lot of things that would go underneath that as to how and what to do.
Okay.
But that's my big thing. If I can identify who those are, then we can go to town, you know.
Do you have one of them identified now?
Well, it's a possibility. I had a gal over today who was a consultant. She let her consultantship go and said she wanted to be a customer this year. So I said, okay, come on over and let me show you what's new. And she came over today. We watched Brody Craney's video. She's all excited. I just showed her the Team Kaizen thing. She said, wow, I just had a dream that I was going somewhere in Asia. So we'll see where that goes. It's, you know. So,
Well, one of the things that, let's just get really specific if we can, with that person that, you know, literally, Julie Tara talked about that on Saturday. What a great, great conversation for those of you who caught it, and if you didn't, make sure you jump on and listen to it. It's a little longer than we normally do on Saturday morning, but man, I didn't want to stop her because she really shared on how to be on that plane in Japan, and one of the biggest things she said was, well, it's already done. I already see myself there. And so, Jeannie, I would suggest for this person who said, you know, that they had a dream of going to Asia, well, get her an affirmation photo. Get her something that has a picture of a pagoda or a Japanese temple or a plate of sushi or something, and, you know, Photoshop or cut out a picture of her from just a regular photograph and have her in that and say, look at this is kind of what we do. It's called visualization. Affirmation, call it whatever you want. But I got mine out. I got it out and I put it on top of my dresser. Stacy's name is misspelled. Rogers is misspelled. So if I want to fix that, I can fix that. But it says Vance and Stacy Rogers, Team Kaizen, and it has a picture of that pagoda. And if that's not visualization, I don't know what is. Mm-hmm. But we can, and we're going to work through these things. So thank you, Jeannie, for kicking it off. So who wants to go next? What do you want to get out of the next 12 weeks? And it's not just business. It could be anything in the five pillars.
It's Rita. I want 5 new people frontline to me going silver, 3 new auto ships a month, and exponentially increasing Nikon income.
And you have that written down, right, Rita?
Yes.
Okay. I would like you, now nobody else has to do this, but Rita is part of my Super 6. I know we only need 4.
I want a spare.
So some of you on the line know who you are, but we need 4 people to go silver, okay, to make Kaizen. Rita is already platinum, so that's not, but she's still part of my Super 6. So Rita, I'm going to hold you to that. So I would like you to make either text or email or write it down on a piece of paper, maybe on a nice cardstock or in a card, those goals so I can see them and I can help visualize them for you as well. Okay? Dave, who's next? See, one of the things I said last week is I'm going to talk less, which means more dead air, which means people like Steve Crowfoot who have to listen to this via recording because he's working tonight, it's going to kill him because he hates dead air just as much as I hate dead air. But what do you want to get out of the next 12 weeks in ICANN 4? There's 8 of us on the line. 3 of us have shared. That means there's 5 to go.
Hello, Vance. It's Hattie Jane.
Good morning or good evening, Hattie Jane. It's morning somewhere, right? Good evening.
Right, exactly. Oh, it's wonderful. Now, this next 12 weeks, I want to find a consistent... And, you know, I want to create a consistent response program to follow up so that it becomes an integrated part of my balance. I have periods of time in which my physical and mental energy flow just goes down to beyond the low base level, and I want to create a system for myself that permits me to utilize your fantastic resources and others to promote my business.
Mm-hmm.
Including the ICANN attitude, because I know I can do it, but I must face up to the fact that it has to be my way and it will be more how do I say it? It won't be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It will be 1 and 5 and 1 and 2 and 1 and 3 maybe. But it will be more consistent.
Okay. 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 Excellent. Carol, do you want to go next?
Yeah, I was just thinking about that. I want to identify my 4 frontline silvers. I have 1, Chris, we met today, and we're trying to get reinvigorate her to get motivated again. And want to be closer to becoming gold, and I want to be closer to being on Team Kaizen so I can be on that airplane with you to go to Japan.
Mm-hmm.
And
just personally, just moving forward, being more active and less procrastinative, making better use with my time during the day.
Okay. Carol, can I put you on the spot? Because I'm going to anyways. So whether you say yes or no is irrelevant. When you say better use of your day, what would you identify as your biggest time waster?
Sleeping in, not getting up until 11. It's fine. I got up at 10 today. I was late in bed at 9 doing some stuff on the phone. I missed the morning rev call, but I was doing some other things. But trying to start my day earlier so I don't have to stay up so late, but I am a night owl.
Okay.
I'm trying to stay,
okay.
Not been on Facebook, trying to stay off of it, but I want to use it as a business tool. So
yep.
I get on it and I find, and especially with Mother's Day and my sister and brother-in-law's, but it's their first Mother's Day without their mom.
Right. Well, one of the things that you're addressing right now, I remember hearing Dave Johnson probably a year and a half ago say, Facebook is a tool, and just like the phone is a tool, just like doing Zoom presentations is a tool, three-way calling is a tool. There's the dong. Did you guys catch the difference between the ding and the dong? So that means somebody exited or they lost their signal. I don't take it personal, but that's the difference between the two.
Does it make a ding or a dong when you mute yourself?
No. Just when somebody exits or enters the call. But Dave Johnson made this comment about Facebook. He said, you know, if you use it as a tool, Tony Collins reiterated this, not the last time he was on the call, but when we had him on the Saturday AM Live several months ago. And he said, you know, you can get on there and you forget what you're using it for.
Yep.
And Dave's comment was, you know, you go on to look up somebody really quick, and next thing you know, 2 hours has gone by. And you know what everybody in your friendship circle is doing, and a lot of their friends are doing, what ply toilet paper they're using that month. And I know that's an extreme example, okay? But that's about how much too much information gets shared on Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, Vine, Branch, Twig. There's just so many social media sites out there. Let's use them as a tool, just like the phone.
But sometimes you're reading somebody's post and you find out they're hurting, too. And
okay. Right. So pop them a little note and say, hey, would you be open to looking into something? And you share one of their recent posts about that topic.
But if you're not looking at what their days, you know, checking up on your friends, what's going on in their lives, you don't know they're hurting.
Mm-hmm.
Again, unless they're posting it and you read it.
Right. But again, I would echo, since Jeannie brought up Rachel Dayton's Muffin Top testimony, I would echo what she said last Tuesday morning, I think it was last Tuesday morning, on the leadership call when she talked about, we don't ever prejudge, but we do pre-qualify. And if we're reading on Facebook or any other social media site about all these hurting people, and we're not pre-qualifying ones that we really think would even be open. I mean, have any of us ever gotten frustrated on trying to help somebody who's not interested in helping themselves?
Oh, yes.
And that's a time waster right there. Because if we offer them a life ring when we can see they're drowning, and they're saying, oh, no, I really want to test out these flippers. I know eventually my feet are going to, my legs are going to get tired. But right now, I'm not dying and drowning quite yet. I know, silly example, but how many of us know somebody who is in an intense agony with some condition, and we offer them a solution, and no, I don't think that stuff works. Or, yeah, I remember I had an aunt that used that, and those products are really expensive. I mean, digress so much on that one example, Carol, but I think for all of us, we have really good intentions. And the reason why, what I keep hearing is Marty Jeffrey saying, we can visit ourselves right into the poorhouse. Whether it's on a social media site, or it's on a phone, or with appointments. A coffee shop appointment means coffee or tea is 20, 45 minutes max. So 3 hours, that should be a lunch or a breakfast or a dinner appointment. But how much time do we allow to expire because we want to, anyways. Okay, we had a bunch of dings. Carol, did you have anything else that you wanted to add in the next 12 weeks?
No, that's what I can
think of right. And I would encourage, as Rita and as Jeannie have done, write these down, and let's take it a step further. Let's write them down as they are already accomplished.
I started that when I was in the airport in Orlando. I bought a journal and I started that day.
Okay. And all of us, when it comes to customer acquisition, what's the second part of the mantra? My I can attitude means forming positive habits. I will choose my words carefully. Carefully. So that, and that's that acquisition of customers, that should be just standard protocol. Because if we don't have customers, we don't have a business. So all of us should at least focus on in some number. Maybe it's one a month, on autoship. Maybe it's five. Whatever it is, there should be a target number. And feeding our people into that. Okay? Thank you, Jeannie, Rita, Carol, Patty Jane. So that's four. Counting me, that's five. We have a bunch more dings on the line. And someone's having a coughing spell. If you can hit star six, that would be great.
Okay, Ben.
Go ahead, Judy.
All right, so I'd like to really tighten up and get on with my goals.
Okay.
I'd like to lose 4 pounds. I do want
How many?
Five.
Five? In 12 weeks.
Well, no. In 12 weeks, I want to... Well, I'd go for 12 pounds in 12 weeks.
So one a week. Okay. That's attainable, right?
Right.
Okay.
I would like to have some solid autoship customers, and I would like to have my five. I'd like to have order every month. I'd like to have their volumes up on their autoship. I want to find out what I'm doing wrong and grow my business. I want to talk to more people, and I want to write down what I'm thinking every day. I want to go silver, and then I want to get my store to go silver. I want good customers who will be good people on the autoship. I want to follow up every day. I want to write down my goals. I want to get out of
You've got a lot of audacious goals, if I could call them that. I want to go back to when you said you want to write down every day what you're thinking.
Okay.
So you want basically go ahead rather than just thinking about what you're going to do, but actually write it down. So more of a to-do list.
Right. and then make it happen.
Okay, 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 good. I wanted to just clarify so I understood that. Okay. Judy, one of the things that I've done that has helped me out a lot, just to narrow it down, is when we think about the spirit of Kaizen, what can I do today to improve myself so that I can be better contribution to those around me? Is that should happen passively in all five pillars. So let's, what you shared about a pound a week, okay, that's your healthy body pillar. Now, obviously, you're going to have more. Maybe it's consuming more water. You know, maybe it's, you know, whatever. Mine would be, and people don't believe that I can do this and still be only 3 pounds away from my high school weight. But mine is, as I learned from my dear friend Sandy Martin, just keep weekend food on the weekend. That's all. I don't need to have weekend food all week long. And what I mean by that is I don't need to have a dessert or a treat every single day. And if I do, let's get them more on the minuscule size. Or really tiny. Because our bodies don't need all that stuff. So, Judy, I would really encourage you to break it down in each one of the pillars. Healthy finances, that's where the customers and developing auto ship customers, that obviously falls under that. But in the arena of the healthy mind, instead of just thinking about the goals, but writing them down. That helps the mind, that frees up more space, because if you have it written down, you don't have to remember it. So each one of those, and if we can all, daily, okay, what are the five areas, what are my five goals, let's get them written down, let's put a plan of action, let's just do them. And again, as we're listening to Marty coach us, he's going to empower us and give us the tools that we need to do this. And if we can't... Oh, go ahead.
Is this the man that you're going to be talking to on Saturday for interviewing?
Say that again?
Is the man that you spoke of, is he going to be the one that you're going to be interviewing this coming Saturday?
You mean Marty? Oh, I'd love to interview Marty. However... we just get to tap into him sharing every week via the links.
Thank you. No,
I'm working on getting confirming Esther Smith. I want to exhaust all of the Team Kaizen members. I've got two left in North America, and then I've already confirmed one from Mexico. And then I know that our friends, their names just slipped me, from England, I know they've agreed to do it. So I want to really allow all of you guys specifically, and again, if you can't get Saturday AM Live, all the recordings are posted, and that's all we focused on the last few weeks. Herb Rapp, Julie Tara, Tony Collins, Nadine Staff, that's 4 of the 7 in North America, so all we have left is Esther Smith and Robert and Ruth Lowe. And for those of you who have heard the 4 so far, I think you'd agree that all 4 of them have shared something with us that we can utilize to get ourselves to Japan. Okay. Thank you, Judy.
Yeah.
Who's next?
This is Pat Kelly.
Good evening, Pat Kelly. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
So what do you want to get out of the next 12 weeks? Which, by the way, if you listen to week 12, you got to hear Pat share how much this program meant to her. And I was honored that Pat's part of this group.
Well, thank you. Pat still has a lot to learn.
Don't we all?
At any rate, here we are. I am happy and delighted to have let go of 20 pounds on or before August 15th, 2017. I am proud and delighted to have set up a system of outreach to potential Nikken customers and consultants on or before May 22, 2017. I am delighted to have empowered at least 3 people to reach at least executive each month, and I'm thrilled to have empowered at least 3 people to reach silver by September 30th. I'm thrilled to have achieved a successful Entrepreneur Club on or before July 1st, 2017. That's it.
That's it? That's all you got?
That's
holy
it.
Smokes, I thought Judy's goals were audacious. Those are ginormous.
Well, now I have to put some cement underneath them in order to make it work. So
uh-huh.
There's a whole lot of learning that has to continue to occur.
Yep, yep. And that's the beauty of it. And that learning, and I really enjoyed chatting with you a few days ago, Pat, because you brought up a specific condition, and
yes.
I kept thinking, you know, oh, man, I need to get Dr. John Jackson to share with me, or share with everybody what he shared with I'm just speaking it as he is, our newest Silvers this month, Larry Hafner, Larry and his wife, Pat. I just came from his house a few minutes ago. But it's really valuable stuff to think about the fact that, you know, we're not making medical claims.
Mm-hmm.
When we run into people, as you did, Pat, with a specific condition, it was the blood thinners, right? Was that the one?
Yes.
Yeah. You know, and this is loosely paraphrased, and it was really, really valuable intel that Dr. Jackson shared with Larry and I, is that, you know, this could be a win-win workable solution for both you and your doctor.
Mm-hmm.
That was his words, that, you know, this could be a win-win because you don't want to have to be on this blood pressure or blood thinner medication, and I know your doctor doesn't want you to be on this medication, so what if you just, what if you tried something? What's the worst that can happen? You know, you'll get better. See, from a medical doctor perspective, he really, really dumbed it down, and I was so excited. I thought, you know, I could say stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so those are excellent goals, Pat. Absolutely excellent. And I'm excited that we've got the training, and I'm excited to, you know, to jump on into this. And I think as we go through it, especially with you, Pat, because this will be your third time through, I believe, right?
Yes.
Okay. Third time's a charm.
Hopefully
it'll be.
Not.
Yeah. Because it'll be my third time too. I'm going to write down some of these things, and I'll share them, but I really want to encourage you guys. Regarding the punctuality thing, that's a big one for me, and I want you to hold me accountable to that. And those of us who have been dings tonight, way past the 25-minute mark, let's see if we can tighten that up again, because I don't want to compete with the Pathfinder's call that commenced 2 minutes ago. And I don't want to, thank you. I don't want to, it just makes it really, really difficult for those of you on the East Coast to be on the phone past 10 p.m. That's not fair to you. So, on that note, anybody else want to share while we're still together? Because next week, we're blasting into it. Week number one. Now, remind me again, because I failed to look at it yesterday, and I meant to. Isn't week number one more of an overview? So we really should start with week number two, correct?
I don't remember.
I think you're right.
Okay.
You're right. Yes.
So if week number one is kind of an overview introduction thing, and if you start listening to it and say, oh, yeah, I think this is just more of an overview, jump right into week number two. Because we don't need to waste a whole nother, you know, because listening to an introduction 7 days in a row or 6 days in a row and reading an introduction, that's not the best use of our time.
Right.
And I want to encourage for all of us, I'm one of the things I'm going to do differently this time is I'm going to sit down and read it. rather than use my shower time, you know, refer to Marty as my shower buddy, utilizing that time, I'm going to sit down and read it this go-around to see how much more I learn. And then I can actually print it off or highlight it, you know, the things, you know, copy and paste it and have some fun with it. So I would encourage you to look at it from a different learning style than you've done before. Some of us have been reading it and listening at the same time. Some of us simply listen. Some of us just, read it. I would like to have by the halfway point, if we don't have it committed to memory, and if we're not reciting it at least once every single day from memory, that would happen by week number 6. I know that's a big goal. So, anyways, I haven't seen the little crazy Ethiopian since 7:30 this morning, and so that's almost 12 hours now, and she just came up to my truck window, and so I'm going to bid you all farewell. I'm going to go hang out with my family for all of about 15, 20 minutes before I have to blast out the door again. So, and by the way, one of the other things that I would encourage you to do, Carol brought this up, when it comes to better use of our time, is find out if there's something in our lives right now today that would be a sacrifice, but we know it would be a viable and a valuable sacrifice to lay it down for the next 12 weeks. It's only 12 weeks. We can give up anything for 12 weeks. And I'm talking about something that, in 48 hours, I am so excited because I'm about to pass the baton to something that's been taking up about anywhere from 1 to 4 hours a week, and I get to get rid of it.
People were walking out of the gate ready to sign up, and they had this in their hands when I was going to finish going over.
No. Anyway, I hear my good friend Rick, so we are concluded for this evening, so have a great evening, those of you who have an evening left. And hopefully we will chat with you Saturday morning. And if there's any specific questions or concerns that you have regarding the next 12 weeks, please reach out to me. Please call, text, email, whatever you need to do. And let's really get some really audacious and some concrete stuff on paper so we can really maximize this time we have together. Okie doke.
Sounds good. Thank you, Vance.
All right, good night, everybody.
Night.
Here's my dog.